Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. Girl, Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Tea,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth and nothing but the truth.
So okay? Help me God.
So help me God. Yes, on the witness stand. Yes. What's up, y'all? Good morning. Or what you say, Mooney?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, you guys. How have you been?
How y'all doing or whatever.
So how have your week been, Deli?
It has been really
extraordinary. My week has been extra too. Extra headache is what.
Hello. I had a blazing one yesterday, baby. You know, sometimes I wish people just mind their business. Just worry about yourself.
And okay? You know what? When people not gonna mind their business, they not.
They don't.
First and foremost. Secondly, when you let them know that you know they're not minding their business and you put it back on them, they look at you like they're the offensive ones. Well, bitch, you tried me first.
Hello.
But you know, you can't.
It's okay. It's all right.
Sometimes you just gotta smile.
I do. I still smile. And I hey, girl, so I need you to do, and trust me, I know that you did what you did, but it's okay. Work is hilarious to me at this point right now, y'all, but it's cool. And been looking at these carnival costumes, trying to figure out what troop I'm finna be in Miami, honey. Like,
when is carnival again?
Carnival is in October, the beginning of October. And I've been looking at all these costumes, all these troops. They got beautiful, beautiful costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive, of course.
Expensive.
Exactly. So, you know, I got to save up my little coins, put my little deposit down. But I'm excited.
So, are you going to be a part of one of the troops?
Yes, ma'am.
So, how do you join stuff like this? Like,
social media makes it more easier now. You know, you just got to find a troop, pay for your costume. They'll tell you what packages and stuff. That some people have websites. Yeah, they have packages.
Girl, this is exclusive.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, some troops, they feed you all day. They give you liquor all day. And
wow.
Yes, ma'am. It is a big thing.
Like family and friends getting together and dressing alike. I didn't know it was actual troops out here.
Yes.
You live and you learn, people. You live and you learn.
Yes. Wow. So what's popping with you, Mooney? What's the extra headache this week?
The extra headache, child. I'm just ready to go to Vegas. That's what it is. Because when I go to Vegas, I know I'm supposed to be partying and having fun. But when I tell y'all I'm going to be asleep.
You're probably going to unwind and just be like, hell I'm going to lay down.
I'm going to get me so wild. I'm going to be on this laptop.
That's how you know we get older, girl.
No, I'm finna party. They best believe I'm gonna party.
I know you're gonna party, but you also make sure you incorporate in the relaxing part. Normally, you know, when we was young, it was like party, 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 party. We'll sleep tomorrow. Nah, baby, I need to sleep. Okay, I need a nap.
But my relaxing is not gonna be strictly relaxing. I'm gonna relaxing and working.
Stuff. Yeah,
cause but, you know, I gotta get it done.
Yeah, definitely.
But other than that, I'm finna have fun mentally. Mm-hmm. And physically. And I'm going to see if I can win me something at the casinos, y'all.
That's so right. Come on and make this money work.
Because I don't know how to gamble, but if y'all pray for me, you can probably.
Girl, them slot machines will be your best friend.
That's what I'm going to do.
Slot machines, you'll hit it big.
And my brother-in-law, they ain't married yet, but I'm speaking in touch. They said, my brother-in-law know how to gamble, so I'm going to get some tips.
Do it.
Man, we was in Bahamas last year.
Mm-hmm.
That man was in Atlantis every day at the casino. They want some money too. Shit.
That's right. You better win that money.
Yeah, so I'm finna tell him to show me a little something. And then we gonna go from there.
You a mess, child. Well, let's get to it, y'all. Times with Telly this week, honey. I don't know what's going on with these prices or these collaborations.
Everybody out here trying to get it.
Trying to get it how they live, baby. You hear me? A check.
A check.
Or two or five. Cause
a trillion.
Baby, when I tell you, all the things that is going on, honey, y'all gonna be like, I ain't know that. Yeah, child, you didn't know that at all. No, for real. So I'm just gonna talk about the sneaker of the week first, because this is a lot of stuff I got to cover. So the sneaker of the week are some Adidas. It's a collaboration between Sneaker and Stuff and Adidas. It's called Sneaker and Stuff Adidas Contorsium 4D. The shoe is nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl. The shoe is nice. It looked like some regular Adidas that you would wear. They got fly knit on it. The colors are nice. Burgundy. Well, they're going to say maroon and like a navy blue or whatever. But let me tell y'all. I had to whisper because that's how serious it is.
I see.
How much these shoes are.
$400. I thought you said
$95. No. Those are the other shoes I'm going to talk about.
Oh, Lord.
$495.
$500.
For some. Now, mind you still got to pay tax. So, it's over $500 for some shoes. Now, I know y'all probably wondering who Sneaker and Stuff is. Sneaker and Stuff is an online shoe store in Sweden. They started online. Now they have different shoe stores all over the world, in Berlin and France, you know, stuff like that. But two Sweden guys named Eric Fagerlund and Peter Jansson started Sneaker and Stuff. You know, they came to New York and they saw, you know, the different exclusive sneakers that they had and wanted to bring it back to where they're from. So that's what happened. They've been in business since 1999. It is now 2018. And this is apparently how you get a $500 sneaker collaboration. Because
why you say that?
No, I'm just being funny. No, but seriously though, that's a lot of money for some shoes. But apparently everybody is in the market for expensive shoes because yes, expensive. LaMelo Ball, I'm pretty sure y'all know who he is. If y'all know who Lonzo Ball is, Lonzo Ball is he plays for the LA Lakers, and his brother, Lamar Ball, was playing overseas. Mm-hmm. I can't even say the name of the team because I was like, what is this? I can't say that. But y'all know, y'all can look it up. I'm pretty sure y'all know who it is. So,
oh, God.
So he has some shoes coming out. Well, they're out for release now. They are the Cotton Candy and Breast Cancer Awareness Baller Brand shoes. I mean, they're nice, but for the price, IDK. I know y'all gonna buy them though. They're $395 up until a size, I think, 13. And then size 14 and 15 are $595. Mm. Now, I give kudos to their dad, LaVar Ball, because he said his sons was going to be out here and be the greatest, and he's making sure of it.
Yes, Lord.
His LaMelo no longer plays for that team overseas. He actually plays for his dad. Where was the name of the team? I put it somewhere. He plays for his dad in the Junior Ball Association. It's kind of like the equivalent to the collegiate basketball world, if you know about that. Like NCAA. I'm sorry, NCCA. That's for the collegiate basketball players.
That's people who do overseas?
No, who plays the college ball.
Oh, okay.
Who plays college ball. So he made it, he made a association of his own for high school and junior college players so they can be recognized and become, you know, go straight to the NBA as well. Okay. And I feel like he did a good thing because it's you know, the sponsor for it is Big Baller Brand, which of course is LeVar Ball and his three sons. That's their company or whatever. Where you can get the shoe is BigBallerBrand.com. They also have apparel and all that other stuff. Like, I was looking all of this stuff up, and the way he's trying to set up his son's futures, I don't blame him.
Me either.
Because at the end of the day, if you ain't got somebody trying to set you up or help you, it's gonna be hard out here by yourself. By yourself,
which indeed,
kind of runs into our topic. You know, this weekend is Father's Day. It's Father's Day today. Yes, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the real fathers out there.
Hello, come on. Keyword?
Real.
Hello. The keyword is the real fathers.
The real fathers.
I don't know. We wanted to go ahead and shout y'all out and give y'all some shine. Y'all be crabbing, talking about something. Don't nobody give y'all no props. Okay, so here go your props. Okay.
Here go your props. Exclusively from Brunch Tees.
Okay. Exclusively. Hey, y'all doing a good job out here for all the present fathers and all of your children's life. Keep it going. Keep it going, because, baby, it is important. It is very important for you to have a relationship with your children, because you don't know where they could be without you. Yes, moms are important, too. I ain't gonna, you know, y'all are very important.
I think mothers know they are important, but
they be echoing.
It's sad that it was this Facebook post. Y'all know I'm always referenced to Facebook posts. This is It's still in the same topic, but I want to get here real quick. It was post that said, what do you see missing from this picture? So basically, it was a mom with her son. Mm-hmm. She just had the baby. And then it was a picture where she was taking him to elementary, high school, blah, blah, blah. Then it was a picture of her getting older and the son was still there. And then when the mom passed and it was just the son. And then one of my Facebook friends shared and captioned it, "It's nothing missing from this picture."
Really?
Really. And then I didn't have to do it. Somebody else did it. And she said, "This is what's wrong with society today. If you think there's nothing wrong with this picture."
Definitely.
There's a norm with our society that feels like, I appreciate the strong black single mothers who grind day in and day out to take care of their kids. Right. But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a father in the picture.
Exactly.
But we gonna get into that later. No.
That's actually what we're talking about. Not later on. No, seriously. No,
like, I wanted to ask you a question. Like, what made you, you probably already explained it, but what made you come up with the topic in honor of Father's Day? Like, what do you feel like a real father is?
Well, a real father, whether they're in the household or not, make sure that their children are safe. Make sure that their children has whatever it is that they need, spiritually, physically, you know, mentally, just being able to be the example for their daughter and their son. Mm-hmm. Because when you have a good example of what a father should be, then nobody can come to you with garbage. Can't nobody, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things you can avoid if you have a good example. You know what I'm saying? And fathers, they don't, some, you know, the ones who miss out on their children's life don't understand how crucial it is to be that example.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what made me, decide to do this topic. Like, I love my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I absolutely adore my father. But you know, he wasn't in the house with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, he gave me certain examples of what a man should be or whatever. But you know, it probably would have been, I would have done different things if he was in the household or he was more present. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't help what your parents decide to do once they split or whatever the case may be, because, you know, my parents got a divorce, whatever. So my dad wasn't in the house, and my mom, she had a second husband, and that didn't work out. Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then now she's married to someone else, and, you know, she's happy, whatever. I'm grown, but I've been, you know, on my own for a while.
Yeah.
So, like, I talk to my daddy every once in a while about certain things and stuff like that, but it's different when they're in the household. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
I mean, because you come from having your daddy in the house.
I come from a two-parent home, yes.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So, and it's even, like, I see single fathers out here. Like, it's women out here who don't want their kids, y'all.
They don't.
They don't want their kids. They had these babies, and they be like, no, that's not what I want. Come get your child.
Yeah. And it's a stigma, because we feel like it's a majority only single mothers out here. And that's what the media portrays. That's mm-hmm. what a lot of us portray. And it's an equivalent amount of single fathers out here too. But definitely. We don't give them credit. Even at on all. Father's Day. Like, the mothers mm-hmm. be like, oh, ain't no Father's Day. Like, I'm the father.
I want my gift for like Father's Day. I'm his mama and his daddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like we're taking away from the essence of what true fathership is. And I believe, like, having a dad in your life, it teaches you. Of course, your mom is there. She's the nurturer. You know, we're nourishing human beings. Women mm-hmm. are nourishing. But I believe fathers will put the fear in you. Because my Listen. Father put extreme
fear. My daddy put fear in me, too.
My dad put extreme fear in me. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's, I believe, like, the father is there to balance out the mom. Mm-hmm. So we are natural givers, we're nurturers. So I feel like if the dad is in the children's life, it gives a balance. Mm-hmm. Everything is a balance. That's how I feel. Everything is a balance. So I feel like dads are there to, you know, you need somebody to look up to. Like, mm-hmm. like with us as females, we mm-hmm. look up to our dad to see mm-hmm. who we want our future husband
what
to
kind
be.
Of husband.
Mm-hmm. And then boys look up to their dad and say, I want to be just like daddy, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
And then even if it's a positive representation, then it's a good thing. But sometimes even a negative can rub off on the son.
Yeah, it impacts your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of things. And then I don't know if I ever told you this, Telly, but one dude told me I'll tell you after the podcast who this dude was. So it was one day I was just chilling. Me and him started talking, whatever. So, you know, he wanted to engage in extracurricular activities, uh-huh. right? And I'm not, no, if I don't want to do it, I ain't doing it. I don't care who you is. Exactly. So he looked me dead in my eye. I will never forget this day. He looked me dead in my eye and said, I could tell you had a father in your life.
Oh!
And it was kind of, I understood where he came from, but it was kind of sad because you could tell he's the type of dude that takes advantage mm-hmm. of girls like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, after that day, I looked at him like, you ain't shit.
Ain't shit. Ain't a thing.
You ain't shit.
At all.
So, you guys never know, like, the trauma that can follow, like, a child's life without mm-hmm. them having two parents. And all the time, the parent doesn't have to be in the household for you to be
yeah that's what I was just gonna say. I was like, let me be clear, because just because your dad is not in the house does that mean that he has not set a great example for
yes.
you.
Yes,
because at the end of the day, you can go to your dad's house and still feel that same energy when you go to your father's house or be around your father. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just a certain type of air that it brings when you have your father be a part of your life and be a major part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then to the mamas out there, you can't neglect. It was this other Facebook post. Let's go back to Facebook.
Come on, Facebook. Come on, preach to us.
Facebook post where this girl was like, such and such need money for such and such thing. I said, okay, well, let me come see my son and come get him, mm-hmm. and then I'll take him. She was like, no, if you ain't giving me the money, you ain't going to see your child.
That's horrible.
And I was just like, what's wrong
They're
with
these pawns.
People? They're not.
They're not objects. You'd be like, no, you can't see your baby unless you give me this amount of money. Like, y'all, that's wrong.
That's wrong. And then you got the child thinking that daddy ain't
daddy good. Don't want to. And then, and that's the thing. You have these kids thinking, oh, my daddy don't want to talk to me. Oh, my daddy don't want to see me. And it's not them.
They don't want your mama energy around them.
Exactly. And then when you get older.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff emotionally, mentally, because you now you think your daddy, you mad at your daddy because you think your daddy don't want to be in your life, and that's not the case. He was just waiting for you to get older because your mama over here being extra. Okay? Extra. She don't want to see you. She can't. Well, you can't see her unless they giving you money or giving them the D. Because mm-hmm. some of them do that. If you're not finna sleep with me, you're not finna see your child. Child. That's pet, like, and they be having whole wives. You know what I'm saying? Some of these men move on. Mm-hmm. But you mad because he moved on. So the only way he could see you is if he's, you know, either disrespect his vows or disrespect his significant other. And if he's a good man, he's not going to do it. Yeah. So now you upset. Because he's not going to do it. So you're holding the one thing that's precious to him, which is his child. You are no longer in the equation.
And you're cutting it. And you guys understand how deep of a cut that is to a man.
Horrible. So you know, men are emotional. They are more emotional
than us. Yes.
Than us.
Because it's like they have to hold back on so much because the world looks at men as the one that has to be strong all the time. You can't be depressed. You can't cry because you'll be a pussy. Like, they're looked upon as to being those strong men. So they can't even release their expressions or their feelings because they'll feel like they'll be looked upon as, I'm going to be real, gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they already have, like, the world up against them already. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, like, especially our black men. It's mm-hmm. it's so much. And then it
they
comes
deal
to...
with a lot.
Yeah, and then it comes to, like, depression and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a whole other topic. We're going to stick on the daddies today. I wanted to ask you a question. What would be your advice to dudes who clearly know they have a child, but neglect the child, and it's not even the mother's fault? What would you tell that person to... try to get them to understand the significance that they have in that child's life?
Cut the shit, okay? Seriously, like, please.
Lord,
cut it out.
Because I get upset.
Because I know.
I want you to explain why.
I get upset because it's that, first off, the child did not ask to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And it could have been, oh, you know, I told her I didn't want the baby, or I told her this, that, then, the third. But now the baby's here. So what are you going to do? So you're going to ignore the fact that there's a human being who is waiting to be molded by you guys. You get what I'm saying? Not just the mom, but by you to be in this world and be misguided. Not know who they fully are, because people, if you don't know who your mother and father are, you don't know what your lineage is. You get lost. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they need to know who they are, where they come from. You know what I'm saying? What kind of values you have. So either they can mimic it or not. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a nephew. I have nephews and nieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That are young. And, you know, I've always been in my first nephew is basically my child. I've always been in his life. This boy called me about everything, anything. If he want anything, he know Auntie Telly gonna buy it. Yeah. And now he getting a little expensive. he's getting a little expensive with his requests, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, he loves his father and he loves his mother.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, they're really not as hands-on in his life. And it makes me upset because he's such a loving child.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
And all he wants is to be with his mom and his dad.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's not fair, because later on when he gets older, he's going to be asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
I can only answer what I know. But I'm not his parent. I can't tell him where he comes from. I can't tell him, you get what I'm saying, like, why they made the decisions that they made. That's going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. It's not fair to these children at all.
It's not.
It's not fair. Like, I just, I will say a mouthful. I would probably preach a sermon because I've always wanted to be a child psychologist. And mm-hmm. the reason why I've always wanted to be a child psychologist is because the way you are when you are adult always stems from what happens to you when you are a child.
And that is completely true.
So if you can stop it from when you're a child and have, like I say again, a good role model or a decent family, a decent family exposure, you know, just your dad's here, your mom's here, you know who you are. It makes a world of difference.
It does.
Child.
What the thing about it is, what I would say, I'm always deep with my stuff, but what I would say to a man that's neglecting his duties of fatherhood is, like you say, the child did not ask to be here. The child did not ask to be here, and you knew what would have happened mm-hmm. if you decided to sleep with a woman.
Unprotected.
Sometimes protected. Things pop.
Yeah, something up. Yeah, things
do so pop. If you knew that you did not want to be around this female or even have those duties, sometimes we got to get to the root of things. If you mm-hmm. knew you did not want to be with this woman, or you knew that you did not want to have kids, you have to
mindful.
Be mindful, and you have to know that actions causes reactions.
It does.
And repercussions. So if you know you're not mentally ready, you know you're not physically ready, you know you do not want this woman to be the mother of your children, don't do it. Because mm-hmm. if it's the mother's choice
mm-hmm.
if she wants to keep this child or not. And mm-hmm. then y'all getting y'all feelings when she wants to keep the child, and mm-hmm. then y'all let that rub off on the child. Mm-hmm. It's not right. Just know what you're getting yourself into, and just don't do it.
Because
don't
this is it. It's a lifetime commitment. When you have children, this is forever. This is not, oh, I'm just gonna drop. Oh, nah, I'm good. This is forever.
Forever.
That is always gonna be a part of you. That is always gonna be a piece of your lineage. You get what I'm saying? So you laying down with this woman, or you laying down with this man, really, y'all got to think about it. We like, if something were to happen today, mm-hmm. would I really want this person in my life forever?
Yes. Would I know really it be want... heat in the moment sometimes. I yes, know. Trust girl. Me. Yes, I know. Girl.
We but know.
Yeah. listen. We have to do better.
Yes.
As a people, mm-hmm. as a culture. Because I look at children as legacies. I know when I have a child, I'm going to pass my legacy to my children.
Exactly.
Some people look at children as a welfare check or a tax break.
Come on. Exactly.
They don't see the significance of this child. Like mm-hmm. a child is a blessing.
It is.
And for y'all to like leave that blessing aside and just think, because society has made us think that, oh, okay, we just have kids. We don't think into the, like, we don't the think about the future. We mm-hmm. just think about the now. Okay, it's a kid. Cool, I got to take care of this kid. People just look like, oh, I got to take care of it because I got it. It's so much things. Like, you're bringing another human being to the world. You're mm-hmm. building, you're, like, leaving down a line. Like, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. It's so much into this. Like, y'all have to really, like, sit down and just think what you're doing. I don't understand. But... it was a point in time where I was like, okay, cool. I didn't think the way I think now. It was once upon a time. So everybody has to grow
up. Everybody has to grow up. Yeah. You gotta go through life and you gotta learn. It was a point in time in me as well. I didn't think about most of the stuff that I think about now.
Yes, and thank God that we have the opportunity to think this way and know mm-hmm. when that comes, we can do better. Mm-hmm. But especially when you're coming out of high school and you just think some people just look at it as a trend. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a boyfriend. Now it's time for us to have kids. Y'all don't even mm-hmm. think about the marriage part.
Mm-mm. Yeah, boyfriend and kids, they be skipping marriage. Girl, even when you...
Hey, even when you graduate high school, like, you're not, you still got a whole life to live. This, it's not, you're not grown.
You're not grown.
Mm-hmm. 18 is not the cutoff.
It's, it's not.
18 is not, you're not, you, 18, you know nothing about life. Half the time, if you had good parents, they prepared you a little bit. But it only experiences.
Well, yes, Lord.
Will prepare you for what's to come. Some good, some bad. But baby, let me tell you, 18, you ain't make it. You don't know nothing. You literally just started life.
Child.
You remember, do you remember when you were 18?
It's a blur.
I remember when I turned 18.
It's a blur for me because during that time I was with my high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do college wise, career wise. Mm-hmm. I was still stuck in between. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to school, but my parents made too much money mm-hmm. for me to get financial aid. So mm-hmm. I didn't have no money to go to school. And then when I told my parents, it's your guys' fault that I can't go to school. They laughed at me. Well, not my dad, but my mom. She laughed at me. And I'm just looking at her like, ladies, you crazy? But besides the point. And then, like, me and my high school sweetheart, we broke up. So it was like a bunch of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. So that's why I say it's a blur. Because certain things that go on in my life that I don't want to remember, I don't remember.
You blur it out. Mm-hmm. So, trust me, who don't? You be like, I did what? When? Yeah, you lying, because I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a blur. So what about you?
Well, for me, no. I remember when I turned 18. I graduated. Then I graduated a few weeks later. And then, you know, I thought I was going to have forever with my first love. Child, please. And, we was together for a little minute. We didn't break up till like 2011, 10. I graduated in 2006. Now, mind you, we didn't officially break up. Because you know how you have, you break up, you're like, I don't want to talk to you. You don't talk to them for a couple months.
I'm glad you understood. You understand the difference.
Because we officially stopped dating each other. Uh-huh.
Okay.
2011. But I just thought I was ready to conquer the world, like, by myself. I thought I was grown. I pay bills, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Nah. I am grown, honey, okay? Oh, Lord. I am grown, girl. I pay these bills. I go to work. I do a lot. And I feel like now I have arrived.
You have arrived.
You know, but please, guys, if you don't have a relationship with your child, mm-hmm. please try. Even if the baby mama or your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend or whoever gives you pushback, try. Because you know what? Us as kids, we would rather see you fight for us. Because we remember those things. Don't think we don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
We see the fight. We hear the phone calls. We hear the conversation. We hear the conversations our mamas be having with their friends. You think we don't? We just don't say nothing.
I try not to listen. I be listening.
We be air hustling.
Yeah.
You know, we be acting like we don't know nothing. But we definitely hear everything. We know. Expect them little kids nowadays, they definitely be on some Inspect the Gadget listening, okay?
Lord.
Mm-hmm,
so. And all this technology that they got now? Lord.
Yes. So,
it's please. It's too much technology for y'all not to see y'all kids, point blank, period.
Not even make an effort.
But the thing about it is, it's so crazy because there's so many factors. Mm-hmm. Because I have a friend who has children. And at first, his baby mama literally did not want him to see his child because how hurt she was that he left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you he took better care of that baby than she ever did,
I bet.
Oh, Lord. But it's so much, y'all. It's so much. But lastly, we appreciate those real fathers out there. But Telly got another topic when it comes under this topic, don't you? Mm-hmm. That you want to talk about.
I wanted to talk about. So,
don't be laughing.
So, this whole zaddy epidemic that's been going on. Mm-hmm. I've been on Facebook or whatever. Since we talking about fathers, let's get to that. Some people think it's crazy for calling your boyfriend or whoever daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they say zaddy instead.
Whatever. So what do you think about that?
I don't think no way, because my boyfriend, my ex, I called him daddy, okay? He was daddy. Everywhere. What happened? He was daddy. Like that girl said, if you knew like I knew, you'd be calling him daddy too. I got to see what he's doing, Lord. Where he's going, what's happening, what's going on, what's happening, daddy. Okay.
Well, I never called another man daddy or zaddy. As of yet, I can't say I will never do it in the future. I don't know. But as you know,
some people call, you know, their significant other daddy too, because they have kids together. So in order for them to get the whole daddy concept, they'd be like, hey, you know, hey dad or daddy, yeah. Da 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 da. Me, that wasn't the case. But yeah. I just wanna know, what y'all think? Daddy, do you think it's wrong? Zaddy, I don't understand where the Z came from.
It's kind of cute and sexy though.
Zaddy.
You don't like Zaddy?
Zaddy sounds like somebody's nickname.
Zaddy sounds like somebody's
nickname? Like Xander or something. Zaddy.
No.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me.
Because if you have a roll off of your tongue, it just sounds sexy. Zaddy. Because
Daddy sounds sexy too.
Daddy is your dad and your father. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I have never called anybody zaddy. Child.
Okay.
Big daddy. Uh-huh.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Big daddy. Yes, big daddy. Okay.
Lord.
Zaddy,
it's kind of sexy. It just rolls off the tongue. Zaddy. Like, Zaddy is sexy. Daddy is like my dad. Like, I won't call another man
hey, daddy.
My dad.
I don't know. Maybe because I done sexified the way I call
exactly, you.
So that person, because my daddy, I sometimes call him daddy, but sometimes, most of the time, I call him papi. Uh-huh. So, I guess that's why daddy don't really like, because Bobby, that's like, that's how I call my dad. So
ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody got their own little thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think your definition of the word zaddy nowadays? What do you consider when people say zaddy? How do you feel about that word? Like, what's the definition of that?
What would be a definition? Why would you even call him zaddy or anything like that? Like, why would you give him that name? This is what you mean?
No, what I mean is, what do you think zaddy means? When somebody calls somebody zaddy,
So when I hear zaddy, I think of, number one, he is giving you the biznai. Mm-hmm. in his bedroom. That's number one. He's giving you the business.
Mm-hmm.
Then two, he's taking care of business. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, just making sure you straight, making sure you know whatever you need, whatever he got you. It kind of remind me of a little sugar daddy a little bit, but he's not old enough to be a sugar daddy.
Yes. Two different things, y'all.
Mm-hmm. He's not old enough to be a sugar daddy, but he makes sure you good, you straight, and whatever it is that you want to accomplish, he got you.
Zaddy. And he's hot as hell. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yes, he is sexy.
With
he
swag.
Broad shoulders and
just Lord. Just melt when you see the man.
That's just walk down the street and be like, ooh, zaddy.
Now I'll call a man a zaddy once I find one.
Mm-hmm.
Until then.
No zaddy.
Y'all just men. They get on my nerves. Okay. For real, that's what they are. They just men that get on my nerves. Like,
men do get on my nerves too. definitely. I just had a situation this morning.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Do you feel like sharing that situation?
I was upset. Yeah, I could share. So let me tell you.
Okay.
Me and his, I'm cool with his sister, me and her. We're tight as glue. That's my dog. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't talk to him like that anymore. I don't have no pressure with him, but he kind of tried my life. Number one, y'all know I love sneakers. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love sneakers. So, she moving out and she, you know, getting rid of some of the stuff that's at her parents' house or whatever, whatever. So it's a pair of sneakers that I wanted that she was giving me.
Okay.
So he comes in the room and like, oh, what you finna do with these? She's like, oh, I already told Chantel. Now, mind you, I'm on FaceTime with her. So she's like, oh, I'm finna get Chantel these shoes, blah, 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 blah. He was like, oh, okay, cool. So then he proceeds to call his BM and tell her that she's giving away stuff and blah, 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 blah.
But he ain't tell her that she can have
No. This is the thing.
I'm listening.
Number one, he don't even talk to his BM like that. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, she definitely can't fit them shoes that she about to give away. Three, okay. You trying to be petty. Don't play True. With me. Don't play with me. Okay? Like, so
I Why do you think he trying to be petty, Devin?
Because I know him. And because I know him, I know the petty is real.
The petty is real.
Okay? I'm not talking to him right now. We're not talking. I'm good. Like, I'm straight off. Nah, I'm good. I'm like, I don't even talk to him like that no more. But the fact of the matter is, you already, number one, you already know how I am about sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, now you're trying to be petty because you already know, like, you don't even be talking to your BM like that. So don't, like, stop with the shenanigans. Like,
you don't even know. How you know they reconcile?
My ass. I'm not even finna go there. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
But, okay. He talks to her when it comes to the kids. Cool, you know, he's very present in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever like that. But for shit like that, don't play with me. Because you wasn't even thinking about that shit until you knew I was on the FaceTime. Because we ain't talking. So now you trying to be extra because you trying to get some attention. Don't play with
but
me.
But did you give him the attention?
No, I told him don't talk to me. Because he came back, like, I had hung up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called her back. And he was like, oh, who you on the phone with? Now, mind you knew she was on FaceTime with me the whole time. So don't play with me. He's talking about something. Oh, tell her. I said, what's up? I said, tell him I'm not talking to him. Don't tell me nothing. Don't talk to me.
No. The pettiness is in the building, you guys.
You're right. I said, baby, you want to see petty? I can show you. Okay? You don't want to do this with me. Not with me.
Mm-hmm. Not with Telly. Not with Telly Mo.
Hello. Don't do it.
So, are you getting your dad anything for Father's Day this year?
He getting some money.
That's nice. Money is always nice.
That's what he wants. So, that's what he getting. I asked him. I said, Daddy, what you want? Money. Okay, cool. That's what you getting, son. Made me easy. I ain't got to go get you no shirt, no shorts.
Lord.
No nothing extra. Just, there go your cash.
Yeah. Lord.
What'd you get your daddy?
We're celebrating in Vegas, so I don't know what I'm going to give him. Yeah, I may take him out to dinner in Vegas. So, we're going to be celebrating everything. My birthday, Father's Day, Vegas. It's just going to be a celebration.
Celebration.
I am so ready.
Okay. But yeah, so I told him, don't talk to me. I don't have time for the foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So we good. Done.
We Gucci, sir.
I don't have time, okay?
But yes, I am looking for a daddy.
Are you?
Daddy.
Not daddy. Zaddy, okay?
Zaddy. And there's
Come
a song.
On, Zaddy.
You know what's so funny about this topic?
What?
Somebody sent me a song called Zaddy.
Really?
By Ty Dolla $ign.
I want to listen to it. Come on, Zaddy.
I listened to it, and I was like, at first, I was like, so you trying to be a sugar daddy? Mm-hmm. But when I kept listening to it, I was like, oh, okay.
He trying to take care of him.
He trying to be a zaddy, y'all.
Come on, zaddy, where you at?
But the thing about it is, I ain't hear from him in almost 3 to 4 months. I don't know how long.
It's been some months.
No, he been texting me this, like, the beginning of the year. And then he just texted me out of the blue, talk about, you know, the moon emojis. He sent me the dark one and the light one. And he was like, so which one should I text you? I said, the light one, of course, what you mean? But anyway, you know how dudes, they just...
Yeah, they be trying to stay relevant.
Not even that. You don't even say, hi, how you doing? You just text me like you texted me yesterday.
Go into the conversation like, hey, girl, so... How you doing?
And he probably gonna be listening to this podcast. Because, you know, I think he been listening to the others, but...
Well, hey, whoever you is.
You could have been a zaddy, but you gotta, you know.
What? You could have been zaddy, but you know, you gotta come correct. You gotta come right. You gotta
stop playing these games.
Stop playing these games. APB for whoever it is, baby. You already know what's up, what's happening, what's good. You trying to be a zaddy or what?
Hey, you know what he said? He said he wanted to come in and be a special guest on the show. And give a male perspective. I said, I have to ask my own.
I'm to be honest, that's we need some male perspective.
We do. So I was like,
we are women. And, you know, we be trying to vouch for the men, but we can't vouch for y'all. We don't know what y'all got going on. So listen.
Damn, they gonna know who he is now.
No, they not. Just because he come on, we gonna start having guests anyway, so they're not gonna get, he may be the first one, y'all ain't gonna know, because guess what?
Hey, don't be tracking my people, don't be trying to figure it out.
Don't be going on my dog friends list, we had to lock it up, so trying to see who commenting and what's going on and timelines, because you know we got some detectives out here, baby.
Oh, this is why I haven't been on social media, you guys, because people are watching. I know
that's a good thing, though.
It's a good thing, but sometimes I like to sneak attack.
Come on, sneak attack.
But it is what it is. We'll get into that later.
But let's get into this. most of the times I say word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no longer going to be called that. It's going to be called aprendelo.
Aprendelo. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So this segment is called, you know, it's going to be aprendelo.
So what that means?
Learn it.
Right?
Learn it.
She's trying to tell y'all.
Learn it. Write it down. Sound it out. Learn it. Because y'all, learn it. People always say, oh, well, why you don't teach me Spanish? Well, here you go. If you listen to the podcast, I'm teaching you. Here you go.
How you say it again?
Aprendelo.
One more time.
Aprendedlo.
I ain't gonna say it because I don't want to mess up.
Because of the R?
Do it one more time.
Aprendedlo.
I can't roll my tongue like that, so I'm gonna sound retarded.
Just try it.
Aprendedlo.
You sound real English.
I do. Exactly. Why I didn't want to say it.
It's fine. But at least. It's okay.
I'm getting better. I'm gonna get better, y'all. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm gonna learn it.
So you're gonna learn it.
I'm gonna learn.
Cause I can't say I'm gonna teach y'all. No, learn it. Cause that you need to learn it. Okay.
Well, can we have word of the day in parentheses or learn it in parentheses so us people that don't speak Spanish know what it is?
I got you.
Thank you. I did have it
in parentheses, didn't I?
I already read the caption. I just saw the visual. Visual person, you guys, so
the word that I chose was fuerte.
Fuerte, I can say that.
There you go, fuerte. So it means strong. And since we are talking about fathers, I decided that this was an appropriate word because men are strong, whether you want to believe it or not, because they have to keep so much inside.
Mm-hmm.
They are very strong individuals. So fuerte, I felt like this was the perfect word. You know, emotional. They're emotional.
But they can't show their emotions, like we said before. You know what I'm saying? They have opinions. But, you know, sometimes women shut it down. So, yeah. Fuerte is the word that I chose. Continue to be strong men, black men, all men. And it'll turn around. We'll get the picture soon enough.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So, the quote of the day from Untapped Essential is, y'all, it took me a while to figure it out because it's so much that I wanted to say on this topic. But, you know, quotes can't be paragraph and a half. So, I wanted to make a quote that fits this topic but still gives the depth and the explanation of what fatherhood is. So, the Untapped Essential quote for today is, fatherhood is the greatest education a man could ever receive and the greatest blessing he could ever pass down to his child. It is a bond we all crave for, and a bond that can shape the life of the child forever. Awesome. And y'all know I'm a little poet, so I gotta make it sound poetic, you know?
I like it.
Yes.
It's nice, and you are totally right.
Yes.
Everything that is in that quote is definitely what we've talked about and what is needed in this world.
Yes.
When it comes to fathers.
Fathers, 100%. You are needed. Even though the world may seem like the mother is enough, the mother is not enough. You guys are needed deeply. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Oh, Lord, why is the people
daddies
trying
are to needed me? Too, but the yes. right ones.
Hello. I'm calling them Zaddy. Zaddy. I'm calling him Zaddy. Come on, where you at?
Come on. So, Tally has something to tell us.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Lord.
So, listen, y'all, she have to be reminding me. My mind, all our minds be going everywhere. So
yeah, so we gotta help each other.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah, so we are bringing a new segment to Brunch Cheese, and it's called What's Tea. Mm-hmm. So What's Tea, this segment is going to be about, you know, what's going on in society today, as well as when you guys need advice or just have questions, concerns, comments, whatever. We're going to read them to the people, give you our advice, well, give you our response to whatever it is that you wrote, or basically just comment on what's going on in this world today. And if y'all seen something that we ain't see, y'all let us know. Keep us up on what the tea is, honey. Let me know so I can sip it with you, okay?
But I believe that we had a little portion of What's Tea this episode with Daddy and Zaddy. But I have another tea for y'all. So y'all know Regine Carter and what's the boy named? Lucci? Lucci. They got a relationship going on. Everybody clowning them. They call it Regine Registration. Refrigerator.
My dog said, y'all said call me registration.
And license is Lucci. And they finna have a little ticket.
That's why my dog said you can call her whatever you want to call her. But okay. That check.
Mind you, I think she's above 18, but she's 21. Wrong. So, you know, they going at the girl for having a boyfriend that's over a certain age. But I can't recall when this little Kardashian little girl was 17 years old and going with Tyga. We wasn't clowning her like we clowning Regine.
I was clowning her because I was confused. I knew she was too young for this little grown behind man.
But what I'm trying to say is we dig deep.
They was more accepting of
the little white girl her
than Regine. How old is dude though?
I think he. I think he's 27.
Okay. And she what? She 19?
Yeah. I think 19. She's small. But she not. 60 over.
18. I wouldn't talk to none of them damn 19-year-olds in her realm, because what the hell?
I wouldn't either. But the thing about it is, what bothered me is that how bad. It's funny though. I ain't gonna lie. I be laughing.
They've been going on.
I be laughing. But it's like they going so in on her about her edge. And then there was this one picture. I guess she was in the water. She got braids, and her edges wasn't laid because she been in and out of the water. So they clowned her. But y'all wasn't clowning the Cali girl when she got lip injections and she got butt injections. Y'all was doing all that to her. But who am I? That's gonna be my little thing. Who am I? Who am I?
What can I say?
That's gonna be my tag. Who am I? I'm gonna start hashtagging in all my pictures. How about that?
Child, I don't understand.
I don't see
what the problem is. He making sure she good.
But like I wonder where the clowning came from, because I ain't gonna lie, it's funny. It is resume, funny.
Registration. Because, you know, let me tell you, the internet is undefeated. I don't know who come up with this stuff, but between Twitter and Facebook, I be about to lose my mind. You hear me?
You know, I stay off of Twitter, because my Twitter is like a mini porn site. I don't know who I'm following, but it's not even who I'm following. It's who I'm following that's retweeting something that somebody else posting. Mm. Every time I go on there,
somebody else said that.
I can't be on Twitter, man. I can't. I post, but I don't scroll.
Mm-mm. Somebody else said that. I haven't had that experience yet, but
because you just made your Twitter a month ago,
you're right. That's what I said. I just got started getting back on Twitter like that, so I haven't had that experience yet. But I hope I don't, because I don't want to see nobody's porn, nothing. Yeah.
Ew.
Child, there's a lot of that going on.
But yeah, y'all, that is what's tea is going to be about. If y'all got questions, comments, concerns, please write us at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And let us know what's popping, what's tea, huh?
Yes, what's tea? So thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas. Hey Daddy.
Hey Sandy.
We should put hey Zaddy -Zaddy.
Sorry. -? I was thinking that. At first I had hey Zaddy.
Lord.
Mm-hmm, but I didn't want to do that.
We gotta remember, we talk about real daddies and we talk about zaddies. It's a difference. Hey,
what's happening?
Y'all, we gonna figure out the name of the podcast. So it may be different while you're listening. But either or, thank you for tuning in to Brunch Teas. You can follow us on Facebook at Brunch Teas, Instagram at Brunch Teas _, and Twitter at Brunch Teas, and our official website brunchteas.com. And you can follow me anywhere and everywhere at Mooney Holmes.
And you can follow me, Telemo _ on Twitter and Instagram, and Telemo on Facebook.
Ooh, ooh.
So we'll holler at y'all. Y'all have a great day,
and y'all make tune the best in of it next week for what? Tally?
For what? Mohi.
Mohi.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.